Blog Talk Radio.
You was popping my G's PSA podcast. Salutations to all. Let's get right into this recap. Calico versus Briz Rothstein Darkside. Now, I remember speaking to Calico months before this battle was announced, and it was two individuals that Cal said he wanted to battle. Obviously, it was Briz Rothstein, and the other name was Charlie Clips. And when I spoke to Calico, I had to let this brother know, listen, man, I'd rather see you battle Briz Rothstein first. You know what I'm saying? I think that'd be a better battle. Now, were we right about that? Obviously, there's so much to talk about this battle. And Smack, why is it taking you so long to drop a Summer Madness battle, my dude? Summer Madness was 7 months ago, Smack. Now, also, if you remember watching the pay-per-view when Cal and Briz was going down, remember there was mic issues for a long time. It took them like 10 minutes, maybe less than 10 minutes probably, to get the battle popping. And that just blew the vibe off of me in the beginning. Round one, Briz Rothstein. Briz sets it off with his known slogan, Briz versus Calico. This is going to be your favorite one. But no, Briz, it's not. We'll get into why it's not our favorite one as the recap unfolds. Briz said something interesting to Calico. The game needs you, but Lux put you in a casket. Tight. Lux put the game needs you, but and I agree with that line, Briz. Cal, I believe the game needs you, but the more I watch this battle, I just feel like the way you rhyme and your flow sometimes, your flow pattern, it reminds me like you're in the booth when you're recording Shoebox Money. It doesn't sound like it's battle rap. The aggressive Calico was not alive in this particular battle. The Wild Thoughts, Khalid line, I was okay, Briz. I shoot it on the 6, but Find Your Brain on the 3 mile. That's in a D. Man, Briz, that failed. That failed miserably. You saying 3 mile and, you know, they saying that the mile start from 5 miles, 6 mile going down, and you said 3 mile. And even Cal said it to you, Briz. You got to do your research, man. That was an epic fail, man. That was an epic fail. The BMF angle, that was okay. Axe Smack, oh yeah. I'll be on my shit like cat paws. That was kind of a reach, Briz. I thought Briz was a little off in this first round. I haven't heard a round like this from Briz where I'm like, I'm not used to hearing Briz sound like he's going through the motions. Ever since that Tay Rock battle, he's been on a tear. I'm not saying he beat Tay Rock, but all right, if you want to say the Verb battle, after he lost the Verb, and even the Tay Rock battle he lost, but you saw flashes like, all right, Briz is here right now. Shoot him on cam like Killer Season. Some of the setups to get to the punch were questionable to me, Briz. Give him the light like Sean Paul. I mean, just give me the light. Give me the light. Give me the light like Sean Paul. It's like, I don't know. I mean, the energy was there, but the bars and the gruesome Briz didn't show up in this round at all, Briz. It just didn't move me, bro. I don't know. Your first round was just, shit was flat like a soda, my guy. It's flat. Round one, Cal sets it off. And I have to say in the beginning, he was just talking like some of the stuff he was saying. It didn't rhyme or even sounded battle rap related. The X Factor, fucked I got Shuni in the clip. That was cool. You a loud nigga. I'm a wild nigga. The K on them. I allow niggas to allow niggas to pray on them. All that shit was fly. I did like all that shit. I did like the wordplay. Stomach shot, scrambles, breakfast. Now, Mississippi with the hash brown. Now, obviously, Cal is talking about the infamous hash brown line that Briss said to Ill Will. I showed up with so many bars. It's literally a disadvantage to win. So many bars on my phone, I probably never have static again. I did like all that. But, Cal, a lot of times you would stop, whether it's due to the crowd cheering your bars. And you, and when you're bringing your bars back, Cal, it's not like you're bringing back four, eight bars back, you know what I'm saying, to get back to where you want to go. And it's like, damn, you went all the way back. Like, all right. Double D's to his chest officially. Briss saying he said that before. Kyle started calling out the new wave of battle rappers, Jack Boy, New Jersey Twerk. I'm the type of nigga to front you and give you all the work, and you're the type of nigga to run and get your sister on a shirt. I did like that. Kyle was kind of, you know, he's kind of bullying Briss. I wouldn't say bullying him, but he's giving him a little big talk. You know what I'm saying? I thought in the first round, Cal got that. I thought Cal got the first round. I'm not even saying Cal was crazy, but if I have to compare rounds and who said more shit, then I was like, I was fucking with that line, and I was making it like, okay, here and there in their rounds, I would lean towards Calico in the first round. Round two, tell these Detroit niggas, we are the streets, and for my money, power, and respect, I come through any D-block and take the locks off your head. I did like that. I thought Briss was trying to match Cal on who does better real talk. The Big Meech, 100 bricks. It didn't do it for me, Briss. But then Briss was sneaking a humorous, clever line like, I can tell you ain't getting no money by the shit your bitch wear. That was funny to me. I still bring the chopper to your chest like Ric Flair. That was cool. The BMF, don't claim you. I think you in the lost and found, nigga. That was funny. Briss started to sound more like Briss in this particular round compared to his first round. The little Uzi line was tight. The Migos scheme was solid. Towards the middle, I thought Briss was, he was in and out like Double Dutch. You know what I mean? Like, he'll take three steps forward and take two steps back. A lot of, too much Big Meech talk for me, Briss. It was just too much Big Meech talk. The spin like Clean Calico line, I was dope. The Mook nose line, I just, it seemed like anytime niggas talk about Mook or somebody battles Mook, they talk about his nose, obviously, the long nose. I was like, how many times I hear you niggas say that? I don't know. The difference between the difference between metaphors and real rap is when you face to face with a metaphor, it's a real rap. I thought that was cool. I thought Briss had a solid second round. Nothing crazy compared to his first round. It was much improved. Cal's second round, Cal flipped the Biggie line, you know, bad boy getting more money than you can count, and then flipped it, landslide, getting more money than you can count, I guess. Cal, the way, I don't know, man. Cal, the way you rhyme, I'm just going off the flow, man. It just sounds like I said, man, it sounds like you're an industry cat that just started battling. You know what I'm saying? I never thought it was competition. Just wanted to embarrass them while the hoes was watching. I thought that was funny. The Beasley line, that was solid. Even Beasley chuckled about that line. Then Cal caught a brain fart for a second. I guess he forget where he was trying to go with his rhymes a little bit there. Cal addressed Champion's own Tech 9, had some disrespectful words towards Tech. I took a shot at former employee Kenny Lewis, a.k.a. Vada Fly. The Earth, Wind, and Fire line. The reason. Oh, I hated that, Cal. That shit was cringing. And then you decided to bring it back too, my nigga. I was not feeling that. Cal talked about cookies and edibles, talking about getting his dick sucked by a real Betty Boo. Man. I had to see if Rock was real. I'm diamond tested. The New York Knicks James Dolan line was not good, Cal. Wait for it. I did not like that line at all, my nigga. And why are you battling like you're in the booth recording a track with the Migos, man? Listen, man, round two, I'm giving it to Briz, my G's. I got Briz taking round two. Round three, I thought Briz started off slow. He had some lines, but nothing that was tough. Called out Cal for not straightening out Shug when Shug said what he said about Proof. R.I.P. to Proof. Talked about old topics of Cal's life that is well documented, the bitches in the pool. I thought Briz didn't really go on attack mode until he addressed the bitches in the pool angle. The EMS truck line, that was cold. I tell Blackface, be cool, stay Blackface, or it's the 40-year-old Blackface, get deleted, backspace. That shit was fly. The add Calico to Arsenal Body, that was all right. The baby boy Taraji line, no, Briz, not Taraji lines, my nigga. No baby boy Melvin Taraji lines in 2018, my nigga. Come on, man. You know what I mean? And, Briz, I thought you ended the round kind of light, my dude. You ended the round kind of light, bro. Round three, Cal talks about his drug moves in Tennessee. Talked about abortion. He wanted to make – oh, man. Cal was, I guess, trying to give Briz some talk about battle rap and battle rap politics. The T-shirt angle was cool. Cal said he's a summer man is king. I disagree with that. The hash brown McGriddle line, that was cool. Even though you talked about hash brown in another round, but neither here nor there. Towards the middle, Cal started saying shit that I could rock with. I would edge Cal this battle 2-1, my nigga. Edging it. This battle has no replay value. I'm sorry. It just does not. I'm very disappointed because I thought this battle was a battle that both participants, and yeah, Cal, people might say you edged the battle, but did you really win, my nigga? In the grand scheme of things, did you really win? If you're going to battle Charlie Clips right now, brother, I don't got you beating Charlie Clips right now, bro. I do not beating Charlie Clips. And Briz, you've been on a tear, my dude. I thought in 2017, Briz, you had the possibility. You could have. You were a nominee for Battle of the Year. Nominee. But this battle just, just has no flow to it. It's nothing crazy. No real haymakers. Nothing that's you're going to really quotable. Like, no real quotables. It was just like, the shit was light, my niggas. The battle was light, 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 light. And Mr. Wavy, I know you said you want to call out Briz Rothstein. I wouldn't mind seeing Briz Rothstein and Mr. Wavy battling. I would not mind seeing that. But Briz, I don't know, my dude. And Cal, I don't know both of y'all, man. It's like, no one really won, in my opinion, man. No one really won this battle, man. It's just a battle like, niggas is going through the motions, no feel. No one's going to talk about this shit by next week. Nothing to battle that niggas going to talk about on social media and be like, yo, three, you watch Cal and Briz? That's not the conversation, man. And when they asking, did you watch Cal and Briz? It's asking because how disappointed niggas were for this particular battle, man. This battle didn't really do nothing for the culture. It didn't move nothing. And why put this battle out right now? Smack, you got mad battles to drop, my dude. You should have dropped this battle during the summertime and get this battle out of the way. Like, I don't know, man. PSA Podcast, Calico, Briz Rothstein, Summer Madness Recap. I know, Summer Madness Recap. Neither here nor there, man. Holler at your boy. You already know what it is. One!